Gurley was, by every conceivable metric, one of the very best. All the chaff long ago burned up by unquenchable fire. The ones who had hourly panic attacks, the ones who took up drinking, the ones who fucked in the stairwells during break time, the ones who started bringing handguns to the office, the ones who started believing the Holocaust had never happened, or that 9/11 was an inside job, or that no one had ever been to the moon at all, or that every presidential candidate was picked by a cosmic society of devils who communicated across interplanetary channels. The ones who took the work home, the ones who never came back the same, or never came back at all. The floor was now averaging only 3 or 4 suicide attempts a year, down from 1 or 2 a month. The ones who remained, like her, were the wheat. The exemplars, tested paladins, the ones who didn't throw up in the hallway and leave the vomit there. They'd been, to continue speaking of it biblically, separated. None of the white people survived. Not that there were that many of them to begin with. Young middle-class hopefuls bulging with student debt, they'd shown up around the time the position was still being called process executive, back when the site was still in the Bay Area, back when she still lived in the Bay Area, back when any of them still could. Most of the white candidates didn't make it past the initial 3-week training course. The ones who did left within a year. The majority of the workers had been Filipinas, with a smaller minority of Cambodian, Indonesian, Laotian, Vietnamese workers, people who knew about the job through that reliable network still unmatched by LinkedIn, otherwise known as family. People who'd grown up knowing their mothers and aunts had been moderators, and so too would they follow. Sometimes, a particular year, she'd started to think of her surviving cohort as a kind of graduating class, although what they were graduating from or toward, she did not know. Would have 1 or 2 working-class Korean Americans, 1 or 2 Black Americans, usually people who were married to Filipina or Viet employees and had heard about the job through them. Of the 200 or so who worked at the Vegas site, nearly all were women. Nearly all the women were Pinay. To pass her final assessment, Gurley'd had to stand in a conference room of no great nor small size, indistinguishable from the 9 other conference rooms in the building, and, in front of her peers and potential future colleagues, moderate a video of a tied-up and blindfolded young girl of about 6 or 7 who was being made to fellate an unseen man.